Blog Talk
Radio.
Hey,
welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I've been having a little bit of trouble trying to get on here, and I'm not sure how long I can stay on, but I'm not getting very much sound through my cell phone. I couldn't quite use the computer, so now I'm just talking right here on my cell phone. I hope you can hear me. I'm going to try now to get to, I'm really sorry, I should have tried all this out beforehand. I didn't. Just your typical Norm at Night, but you keep coming back because I am interesting. If there's nothing else true about me, I am interesting. Right now, I'm trying to get a computer up so that I can get the whatchamajigger, the dashboard. So I get the dashboard. Let's see. Let's hope that I don't have to log in again. I really don't quite understand what's going on. Norm at Night, apparently I am. Let's go to the dashboard and see what we get here. I don't know if this is doing the trick. I don't think you can really call me yet, but we'll see. Now, I guess I got to put the studio in. Let's try that and see what happens. Let's see if I'm dialed in. That's the real question. I don't know what's going on now. I'm having a whole lot of trouble staying on the show. And this is, yes, there I am. Hey, I am dialed in. Let's get a chat room started. We'll try the small chat room. I really hope somebody can hear me and will give me a heads up in the chat room that everything seems to be going all right. Gosh, what were we going to talk about tonight? That's really secondary to the whole idea of are we going to talk at all tonight? I don't know. But if somebody wants to call me, the number is 347-945-6713. And you can come to the chat room by going to blogtalkradio.com/Norm at Night, and then you can become a member and join me in the chat room. I don't quite understand what's going on here. It's not liking this. Oh, there we go, flash chat. But it doesn't appear that anybody's here. Well, you see, 2 weeks ago I made the big switch over to a Unix computer, and I haven't quite figured out how to make all this work. Oh, God. Well, there is some good news. There is some good news. I did get rehired at my job. There was a lot of question in my mind about whether or not that was going to happen. Let's launch a chat in a new window and see what happens. This might work even better. And then, of course, we're going to find out nobody's there. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty perky. Last week I wasn't here. It was the holiday. I don't know. I just forgot. Yeah, I know that's not a very good idea for a host. And if they were paying me like they pay most of these other talk hosts, I guarantee you I wouldn't miss. But I like the relaxed atmosphere that we have here at the Norm at Night Show. We come together. We don't come together. If you want to talk to me on the air, you can dial 347-945-6713. Oh, God, the whole internet seems to be going wacky tonight. I mean, that's one thing we can talk about. Yeah, I'm not a big customer, but up until this point in this internet business, you know, I've always had equal access to the big boys, all the boys. You know, we fight for the bandwidth on an equal footing. But now, apparently, the people who can pay more are supposed to get more bandwidth. Doesn't really seem like a public radio station to me. But then, who am I to say what's going on? Oh, God. This whole thing, apparently, is just going to heck in a handbasket. 347-945-6713 is the number, my host call-in number, that's interesting, 477-643, well, anyway, that's not really important. Is the chat room there yet? Can anybody hear me? That's the big question. This phone of mine seems to be, like, turned off, and I don't know if anybody's hearing me or not. Apparently, you are. Yeah, there we go. The volume's up. I guess I should really know how to do this before I go and get online, don't you think? The chat room's not connecting. I don't really understand why. Let's try the small chat window again. This is the first time I've ever done this with the Unix system aboard. And it seems the same, and it doesn't seem the same. I'm just baffled, you know, by the whole thing. Oh, no, wait, that's my PIN. That's my call-in number. All right. Now the only one in the chat room right now is Norm at Night. So if you're out there and you want to come to the chat room, you let me know. And we'll get you right in here. Do we have any messages today? I don't even really know. There's all these features, you know. And I guess I should start using them, you know. I'm paying money for them. I might as well use them. And anybody that's got any idea how to monetize this blessed show so I can keep coming to you, but somebody give me a call, 347-945-6713. If you wish, we can talk about that POW, or was he a deserter, or was he just a wacko who wandered off the base? Whatever your opinion, give me a call here at Norm at Night, and we'll talk about it. I love talking about it. In case any of my relatives in the Costantini family in Italy are listening, they tell me I have a voice like Uncle Cesco. I hope so. Unfortunately, I only speak English. My father yelled some Italian at me, most of which I can't put over the airwaves. But it was kind of fun, you know, and I'm really not 100% sure about what's going on here on the show tonight, but I think I'm working. I guess the only way I find out is if somebody goes and listens to the show. I think I'm working. but I don't have any callers tonight. We're down to a half hour. It's getting warm in here. And if I don't get some activity on the phone right away, I might have to cut this one short and figure out exactly what is going on. I will do the whole half hour, though. That I promise you. I can't do less than a half hour, ever. So what do you think about that deserter? Oh, what's that guy's name? The guy that was the anti-terrorist czar for Clinton and for George Bush. Richard. He's the guy who quit when President Bush invaded Iraq. Richard, not Richard Wright. That's the black author. Oh, why can't I remember his name? Well, he's just written a book about, a fictional book about drones and how the terrorists come to Nevada to assassinate the guys who fly the drones from Nevada, which is really kind of funny in the first place. I've got a splitting headache, but that's okay. Let's see what's happened in the chat room. Maybe somebody's coming to me. I hope so. It seems to be working a little faster now. It doesn't even have me in there now. The whole system's gone. There's Norm, but come on, people. Come to the chat room. Come to talk to me. 347-945-6713 is the number. God, it's warm. Studio dashboard. I like looking at the dashboard. Let's see what happens if I open it in a new link. That's kind of cute. Oh, I'm really very tired from working 3 days straight to get the blessed school yearbook squared away. That was a trip. Yes, it was. But I got it done, you know. I got it done. I had the prodigal son return today at school. Could have been absent for 6 weeks. He showed up today with no warning. Somehow we'll figure out how to get him some credit for the year. I don't know how we're going to be able to do it, but I am speaking pretty loud here to make sure that the phone can hear me, and so I hope that it is, because it would really stink if it wasn't. We can also talk about learning. You know, I am a school teacher who really doesn't like school. I love learning. I love education. I don't like school. I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand. Most people who teach school like school because school makes it easier to teach. And the fact of the matter is, it's hard to be able to teach, because in order to teach somebody something, you got to know something. And that really bites the weenie as far as I'm concerned. Because most people don't know anything, because most people don't read. And the only way that you really can get to know anything is to read. It's the only way to alter your consciousness. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to read books or even words for that matter. But you have to interpret signs. That's what reading is, the interpretation of signs to convey information. You can read the weather signs and somehow come to an understanding of the weather. and what kind of things produce different kinds of weather forms. But, well, we could go on, and I'm not going to because I'm tired. I hurt. I'm weary. And I just don't know how much longer I can carry this on. I hope somebody come on, I want to see my dashboard. Why won't my dashboard come up? I want to see if anybody's... Here we go. All right, it's 60. That's pretty cool. 80, 37. It's actually looking pretty decent. I'm pretty happy. My last 10 episodes, 724 people have downloaded my last 7. You know, it means I got something to say, that I'm worth listening to a little bit. And I hope that's the case, because I sure do like coming here to Norm at night, even though, like, when I forget and stuff, it really doesn't seem like I do. But summer's coming, and I can't wait till we get to that 120,000 mark, just a little over 2,000 listeners to go. You know, we've had 27,000 people look at my profile. I had no idea why they want to do that. We've had we've had over 1,000 live listens in the past couple of years, actually. And, well, that's really kind of fun that people would take the time to come and listen to the Fat Left-Hander. Because I definitely am left-handed. And it is June the 2nd. We're into the second half hour, and who knows what we're going to continue to talk about. I heard some more stuff about Edward Snowden today. I heard a lot of stuff about drones. I heard something yesterday that would make for an interesting topic of conversation, and that's the Obama foreign policy stinks, because the national security advisors he has around him aren't very good. Well, that caused quite a stir on the MSNBC shows yesterday, you know, where everybody was rushing to the defense of Barack Obama and the personally, as far as I can see, lightweights that he has put on the national security his national security advisors. I just don't understand it, but then why should I? I don't have to understand that I'm not the president, you know? As I like to say, I'm just a poor kid from Buffalo who's trying to get his bearings. That's all. And no callers. Oh, that's really too bad. But I am pooped, and I really want to go home. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. My eyes are as heavy as tractor trailer trucks. I don't know. I don't even know if anybody's hearing this. If it's just a big, long show of dead air, wouldn't that be awful? I really would be disturbed about that. So give me a call, 347-945-6713. Help me snap out of these doldrums. Give me something to fight about. Come and piss me off. Take me on. You know, you're the one who defeats the big fat right hand or left hander. Why, you'll be famous. Come on. Come on. We don't even have to fight. We can just talk about stuff. To be perfectly honest, I'm tired of fighting. I'm really, really tired of fighting. And, I'm tired. So why don't you give me a call? 240, wait a minute. My phone number is 240-461-0490. That is my cell phone number. Call me direct. Fight with me. Yell at me. Tell me I'm full of poop. Tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. But be prepared for a spirited defense. Very, very spirited. If anything, I am spirited. But I'm not seeing any activity around this telephone. So, soon when I get down to 15 minutes, I just may take my leave. This is really, really poor. Oh, boy, I'm so tired. I stayed up and I stayed up and I stayed up for this yearbook, and now I practically don't know whether I'm up or down. You know what I need? I need a nice can of ginger ale. There's nothing like a Seagram's ginger ale. And this is a commercial, folks. There's nothing like a Seagram's ginger ale that doesn't perk you up when you're doing a radio show that maybe, just maybe, nobody's listening to. But hopefully some people will get this in the archive and will come next week. And I'm very excited by that. Oh, does that ginger ale taste good? I have a lot of trouble deciding which I like better, Seagram's ginger ale or Canada Dry ginger ale. But they both have that real ginger flavor without being overpowering, like something like Werner's. Lots of people rage and rave over Werner's ginger ale. Personally, I think it tastes like medicine. I can't believe I'm saying that personally garbage. Everybody seems to do that nowadays, apologizing for their opinions. I'm not apologizing for that opinion. Werner's ginger ale tastes awful. There, I said it. No equivocal. Wait a minute. No going back and forth on it. Werner's ginger ale stinks. Oh, excuse me. I mean, with something like Werner's, there's so much ginger in it, it almost burns your mouth. If you like that, by all means, keep drinking it. I'm not gonna. But anyway, we're into the second half hour now. I guess I can keep going. What's the most important thing you learned in school? Well, I don't think there's any question about it. The most important thing you learn in school is how to read. Then we spend the rest of our lives trying to escape from under the thumb of those who taught us to read what we want instead of what they think we should want. The whole blessed world is just running around, people thinking what about other people should think. I'm tired of it. But who am I? I'm a little school teacher at a tiny school in Rockville, Maryland. What else am I going to do? I mean, I'm not unhappy with my lot. Oh, man, that was the ginger ale again. That is really good. But I don't know. It's awful warm here. I don't know what is, I don't have anything left to talk about. There's nobody here. So, at 9:45, I am going to call it a night. I guess I could let the show stay on the air, but that would be kind of disrespectful to everyone who has joined in to make the show what it is. And it is something really, really fun and nice. And we've had some great discussions that go right up until the hour and over into the recording session. But right now, I'm almost glad that that's not happening because I'm not sure I could rise to the challenge right now. I'm exhausted. I have a splitting headache in the frontal lobe of my head. Oh, God, making that yearbook was pretty tough, especially in a shared sandbox. I don't know how many of you share real well, but it was not one of my stronger traits, I would say, until I encountered everything in the last year or two of my life. But anyway, my head is splitting. But I am going to make it to 45. That I promise you. We got 3 minutes to go. Oh, today is June 2nd, so I got to change my calendars. I always like doing that. I got to remember to change the Conrail calendar in the classroom and also change the muscle car calendar also in the classroom. But if nobody has anything really interesting to say, I guess the best thing I could probably do is simply go to sleep. Nothing would make me feel better, actually, than going to sleep. It's almost, nine 45. There's nothing good on Monday TV anyway. You know, we got about 2 minutes to go before I reach a natural breaking point. So is there anything anybody wants to say? 347-945-6713. Just pop them in your vehicle and shoot them on up here. I'd love to talk to any and everyone who can come. But if they don't get here soon, they just might not have me around because I've got just a pounder. It's like a pile driver in the front of my forehead. All because of that yearbook. Oh, gosh, come back here. My computer was going to fade out on me. I don't know. I haven't made a Norman Knight call on this cell phone in a long, long time. This is really kind of interesting. If I could be sure that the one I'm seeing on my screen is indeed the live one that I'm talking to here with my Skype. Because that's kind of cool if it is. In fact, that's very cool. Actually, I'm wondering what the boss has in store for me. Oh, wow. I never even thought of that. Holy Macroland, as he used to say. Holy Macroland. All right, it is now 9:45. There is no question about that. 1 and 0. Now we're down into the 14s. I hate to be a cop-out, but I can't see anything more for us to do. So I'm going to end the show because my head is splitting. I really apologize. I'll try to build up some suspense for the show next week. I'll call my West Coast buddies, tell them that, you know, I'm back on the prowl and Norman Knight is back out. I'm trying to get some more music for intros and stuff, and I thought I had a pretty good place for that, but we'll see. Hey, wait, there's a call. Oh, my God, the show is saved. Hey, you're on with Norman Knight. Go ahead.
I'm your savior now, huh? Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know, I changed my computer over to Linux. And I put my, what do you call it? I didn't get a Skype on it. And so all of a sudden I realized that as I'm dialing the show up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, good, because I don't know, this phone, I don't know how to turn the volume up on my phone, so I'm hardly hearing you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but can you hear me now still?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, good, because if I put the phone up to my ear, I hear you like I would normally. Mm. Yeah, I forgot. Last Monday was Memorial Day, you know. That's our day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we didn't get shot, though, so.
Huh. Well.
Did anybody shoot at you?
Oh, I don't know. Memorial Day is, I had thought, you know. Well, the only good thing that did happen was my niece got her promotion. She's an E6 now. My niece. Navy. She's a petty officer. Petty officer first class now.
Well, three stripes.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we're all very happy for her, you know.
What's her rating?
Oh, I don't know any details. I know that she got the E6 promotion, and she's always getting awards. She's apparently very, very good at it, so that's cool.
Yeah, but do you have any idea what she does in the Navy?
Well, right now she's working as a recruiter.
Oh, okay. Where?
San Diego.
Oh, not very far from you.
Yeah, well, around 500 miles.
Well, yeah, it's not close, but I mean, it's not like on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, so there was that. You know, I always, you know, one of the things that always bugs me about Memorial Day is that people sometimes will say Happy Memorial Day. I'm like, wait a minute, it's not, you know, it's a memorial.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Well, I mean, originally it was Decoration Day to celebrate the end of the war.
Yeah, and then I think wasn't it also Remembrance Day? I think too. But
yeah, but it was all for World War I, right?
Yeah.
Because we didn't sign the Treaty of Versailles. We had to get our own treaty.
Yeah. Well, about the only good thing, I learned the history of Memorial Day. I didn't know the origin at all, and now I do. And that was sort of interesting, you know. But, I got the book, White Cargo. I'm about, I'm about a third of the way through it.
Isn't it fun?
It's, I like the writing style. The two authors are journalists, and there's no pretense. It's one of it's very concise, simple language. They get to the point.
Yes,
and
they do.
Yeah. So I mean, sometimes I like elaborate things, but you know, in this particular case, you know, if you want to read it quickly and get as much information as possible, these guys have the style. So, go ahead.
Once what?
What's that?
Oh, I was just waiting for you. I did what I swore I'd never do again.
Oh.
I got involved with the yearbook.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never doing it again, I swear.
Yeah, I've read a few yearbook stories out there where photos are being photoshopped, you know, too much cleavage on the girls.
Oh, God.
The real fun part,
our students are too dumb yet, is to put code in your messages.
Oh, yeah. So
there's a lot of, I forget what you call it when it's in present, when it's in plain sight.
Oh.
Stenographic years. I forget the name.
Mm.
But I might
do
it this way all the, to just monitor my dashboard on a computer and actually talk on a cell phone.
Mm. Well, I know there's one school here that I only know this because a friend of mine has a her son is graduating this year. And, let me see. He said the yearbook was very small. So they reduced the size of the book, paper, fewer pages. And, but they also put the yearbook on a CD or a DVD. I'm not sure which. Which I think may be the future.
Well, I think
why
that future
go through
is
all
already
the problems? Well,
yeah. Now they
it.
Don't even put them on DVDs. You just go to the cloud and look at it.
Yeah, you can do that. So that all makes a lot more sense. Certainly, you don't have to sell them because, you may want to charge something to pay for whatever expenses they have, but. I've got maybe one or two of mine hanging around here somewhere.
Yeah, when's the last time you looked at one?
It's a long time.
Okay.
Well, I did for some reason. I was looking up, it was a guy who I didn't know really well, but I somehow started communicating with his wife, and it turned out he had esophageal cancer, and over the course of weeks where we were talking, he passed on, and she was just looking for stories about him or anything, you know, connected to his, you know, youth, and I did I found the yearbook from our sophomore year.
From Kensington High School?
Yeah. So
that's pretty
that
amazing.
It was kind of interesting.
They're having a
What
year did you graduate? 70?
1970, yeah.
Because they're having a big reunion.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it.
Well, do you...
It's been,
oh,
It's being sponsored by the class of 1974. Because that's a special one.
Oh.
30, that's 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's for all classes from 70 to 80.
Yeah, well, they kind of have to do that. I mean, a lot of people have moved on. They're all over the country, you know.
A lot of people have passed on. That's the real depressing part.
Let's see. Did you know Bob Seltz?
I know lived the on name, Ed, yeah.
Lived on Edison?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I think he's one of the sponsors. What's that?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me he died.
No. Oh, there's a list. It's a mile long. But,
really?
I am pretty amazed how many people. But anyway, Bob lives in Florida, and he's a biker. He rode his bike from Florida up to Western New York. And we were in communication for a while. Still are, I guess. It turns out he's my half-brother.
No kidding! Oh, my God.
I know. Well, I kind of...
Father and mother. Wait, your father.
Father, yes.
Yeah, that's usually, I mean, it's hard for your mother.
Yeah, you know, I had sort of heard about it, or I can't say I knew exactly, but I had sort of heard about it. But I didn't have absolute verification till
this
year.
How did you find out?
When his mom passed away, she told him. So, anyway, that was how that went. So, so he and I are the same age, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's one of these things.
1952 was a good year.
Yeah, I guess. Well, you know, but he and I hung out together. You know, on Delavan, Edison, and you know.
But he didn't date any of your sisters, did he?
No. My sisters were way too young. So, but yeah.
Well, they're not that much younger than you, are they?
Let me think. I'm not good with any birthdays and all that sort of thing. Linda would be at least 6 to 7 years younger than me. Something like
my
that.
My wife's 7 years younger than me.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, what? It must be a real treat out there. Everybody listening to the Norman Knight Show. It's just like listening to a. It's like listening in on a party line with two old friends talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did I tell you I got invited to Alaska?
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, I know you were invited, like, maybe
I'm
2 years ago.
Right, but a guy offered to fly me to Fairbanks so that he had somebody to drive home with.
Ah, okay.
But first of all, I don't have a valid passport right now.
Oh,
and I'm not. Yeah, because we got to come through Canada. You need a passport.
Uh huh.
And I don't know. And I'm tired. I need a summer off.
Right.
And plus I got to go here because I just realized we're. Time. I got a splitting headache. The yearbook has had me going for 36 straight hours. The kids do nothing.
Yeah.
But it went to the printer today.
Oh, well, once it goes to the printer. Well, yeah, I've been there with, like, you know, major publications. It goes to the printer, and you just pray there isn't that gigantic typo that everybody missed.
And, you know, when you wait and you brace yourself for, what you put that picture in for makes my butt look too big.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah.
No, your butt makes your butt look too big, not the picture.
Yeah, right, you know. And, you know, and
but,
when you're 40 years old and you're wearing a thong, what do you think that's going to look like? It's not attractive,
oh,
you know. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
really, some of these things I...
You should be out of your tighty whiteies.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I mean... Some of the stuff I see, I mean, you know, maybe it's just me, but I think that's a farm animal, right? No, no, it's, it's
no,
a 40.
We're hanging out here. And I'm going to be on at the right time next week. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you take care, Norm. I hope you're feeling better.
Well, I just need to sleep is all, you know,
yeah.
And that's what I'm going to go. Just as soon as I put this phone down. So this is
Norman
Knight signing from Bowie, Maryland, and we'll see you next week at 9.
All right. Take care, man. Good night.
Good night. Take care. Bye-bye.